Are you disappointed in the lack of discipline?
No. They fought. Some bad things happened out there. Some things happened out there. And you wish we would have kept our composure a little bit better. But, you know, one thing we don't want is we don't want to be pushed around. But we do at the same time have to learn and understand we have to maintain our composure, and that falls on me as the head coach. I don't ever want anybody to come into our yard and push us around. You know, I'm a little disappointed, obviously, on what happened, how it came out. But, you know, that's part of learning and growing, become a better football team, and we'll learn from this. Well, they were backed up. They were backed up. We had them on. We had the ball on the 1 yard line. You'd like to obviously score a touchdown, but I thought if we could keep them back there, I thought we were playing well defensively initially, and I thought we would hold them back there, make them punt, and give us a chance to score a touchdown, and we did. And that's kind of how it worked out. I wish we could have scored the touchdown, obviously, but it kind of fell into place. You know, we didn't score. They punted. We got it in the 30-yard line and came through a touchdown pass. So it did work in our benefit as far as that was concerned.
Like from the half-yard line, you've gone with Cam up the middle a lot on that. You went to Tober there. Why that decision?
Well, again, it's based on what they're doing and what we see, you know. I thought the decision was a good decision. I mean, Mike's done a lot of good things for us and has gotten that for us in the past. I'm not necessarily sure if that was really the big factor as far as that concerned. They made some plays, obviously, but you know. I thought we handled those things pretty good. We gave up a couple big plays that really were more runs than it was anything else, and they got us on a double move. We busted a coverage, and you know they put the ball down there just before the half. So again, you know we've got to go back and get those things corrected.
Some safety help on that.
Yes, we should have had it there, and unfortunately we didn't.
How big was Quentin's injury, and did Robert just kind of take some time adjusting to the game?
That was one play. Robert played pretty good. He did a couple of nice things for us, but again, that was one play, and that's something, you know, you got a young guy on the football field, and he'll learn, he'll grow, and he'll get better. You know, we'll continue to coach him up and make sure he's better as we go forward as a football team.
What was Steve targeted in the second half?
Well, you know, again, part of it has to do with what they were doing, trying to take him away. They played a lot of two-man, or at least I thought it looked like two-man. You know, they played some cover one as well, and they were hugging up and getting real physical in terms of that stuff. So, you know, again, you got to got to look at the tape, really, to see what the quarterback was seeing as far as his decision-making. I thought Cam had his moments, did some really good things. You know, again, we've got to protect him and give him opportunities. And a couple of times you like to see him dump the ball, maybe, and not take the sacks. But, you know, again, he protected the ball as best as he could. You know, a couple of things happened that we missed, obviously, and those are things, again, as I said, we'll learn from these things.
Coach, 3 months ago, you're 1-3, you end up winning the South, getting a first-round bye, you lose today. Was this a successful season?
Yes, it was. Thank you. It really was. You know, we learned a lot about who we are as a football team, and a lot about our football players. We learned a lot about our organization, and we learned a lot about our fans. So I'm pretty fired up about that. I think going forward, it means a lot of good things. But if we don't learn from what happened today, we don't learn from the games that we played this year, we wasted this season, we're not going to do that. We're going to get better, and we're going to come back.
When did you know Steve Smith was going to go?
Where was this game ultimately lost?
I think there were some things that happened in the first half that really bothered me. And again, the question was asked, Jonathan asked a great question about how disappointed we lost our composure a couple times and got inside our head. I thought them scoring coming, you know, the first time they had it in the second half, I thought we had opportunities to stop and we didn't do that. And again, you have to, especially against a playoff tested team, you've got to be able to stop them in certain situations and get the ball back as soon as possible.
When did you know Steve Smith was going to go for sure?
I always knew he was. You can ask these guys. I was always positive about Steve, but in Steve's mind, it was when he was ready. And again, he was ready probably Saturday sometime.
That quick pass to him at the start of the game, was some of that to maybe give the team and the crowd a little bit of jolt by getting him the ball early?
I think it was a little bit of everything. It gave quarterback a jolt, gave Steve a jolt, gave the crowd a little bit of a jolt. And again, Steve's that kind of guy. He's a dynamic football player. And, you know, like I said when everybody talked about it, don't bet against Steve because he'll show up. I mean, there was a great article written about him, about his tenacity and how tough he is and what he brings to the table for us as a football team. And, you know, I just wish we could have sustained it a little bit better.
Well, that 13-play drive that you guys had to answer San Francisco taking a 10-point lead, that it ended with back-to-back sacks to get you guys out of field goal range. I mean, how much of an impact did that have on the outcome?
That was disappointing because we did such a nice job. We got the ball down in the field goal range. And again, you know, if we can pretend a little bit better or he can dump it a little bit sooner, you know, we give ourselves the chance to score and react to that 10-point lead and to that score that they had just, you know, on that last drive. As I said, there were some things that, you know, that we're going to have to look into and make sure we get corrected.
What did you see out of Greg Hardy today? I don't think he had any sacks a couple of times.
Well, I'll tell you what, they paid a lot of attention to him. They're, you know, the back was stepping that way. They turned the line to him a couple of times. You saw a lot of 2 and 3 man routes out of them. And so that meant there was an extra guy in there and they were trying to protect him. They did a nice job. You got to give them credit. I thought, you know, what Coach Harbaugh and his team did today was good.
Point now, do you second guess some of the play calling on those goal line plays, or do you just give San Fran
you don't second guess them. That's why we do things. We believe in what we do. We try to get better every time. You know, we'll take a step back and we'll learn and we'll look at it. But no, I ain't gonna second guess anything we did this year or any year since I've been here. There's none of that's gonna go on. We're gonna learn from these things. We're gonna grow and get better.
Do you expect him to be in this team next season?
I hope so. I mean, you know, you never know, but, you know, again, that's something that Dave and, you know, Dave and I will sit down and address, and, you know, Dave will have a plan, obviously, and believe me, he's done a great job with the plans he's had for us this season.
Ron, they had, I guess, 12 men on the field on the first and goal at the one. Did you see that?
I saw that, but, you know, again, it's, you know, it was missed, or at least I thought it was missed. So, you know, we'll go from there. I mean, that's not the reason why, but still, you know, I saw the guy run off light, but. You know, and a player saw it.
You talked about getting in your head, how this team got in your head. You also said that not having playoff experience was not an issue for this team.
I don't think it was an issue. No, I don't think it was an issue. I think what it was an issue was you talked about a group, you know, this was a group of players that we played against that had been in that situation, circumstance, and they handled it better than we did.
What are your emotions right now?
I'm disappointed for the guys in the locker room. I really am. It's hard. I mean, you know, those guys fought through everything. You know, when things were down, they never quit. They did the things that they were supposed to do. You know, they showed up. They practiced hard. They met. They stayed after practice, did the extra things that they were supposed to do. They met together as groups of guys. They went out to dinner. They became a team is what happened. And that's what I told them. We came up. I brought them up together and told them how proud I was that, you know, through thick and thin, through all the things, through all the negativity that was out there, unfortunately, I thought they took it upon themselves, and I thought they did the kind of things that you need to do to become a football team, and that's what we did. We became a football team this year. This game is not indicative of what this season was all about. And as I said, I was very proud of a lot of things, a lot of things that happened this year, and a lot of things that we learned about. You know, as I said, we learned about this football team. We learned about the players and coaches. You know, we learned about our organization and we learned about our fans. So I'm very excited going forward.
What do you expect for your team, this team that's still growing, to take from this particular experience, from today?
Just what it takes to be a consistent perennial winner. I mean, you know, we're going to really take a good look at this. This is not one of those tapes that you're going to skip. We're going to learn a lot from what happened.
Anything else?
Thank you. Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.